This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hello, I'm calling from Toronto. I've had a few experiences, and this one was by far the most vivid. I was staying at a friend's apartment. I just got back from traveling abroad, and she was staying at her boyfriend's all the time. And she had a roommate, but that roommate was studying to somebody who births babies. I can't think of what they're called exactly. Anyway, so she had a job where she was overnight working for a family, taking care of their infant, I guess, in the middle of the night. So I would be all alone in this apartment. And I actually was a bartender at the time. So I would come home pretty late at night. And I just started getting funny feelings in this apartment that I wasn't alone and that there's someone watching me. And it wasn't a good feeling. I'm not super sensitive, but I have sensed a few things in the past. So it wasn't completely unknown to me. And this was a more sinister feeling one. So what started happening? Well, one night I came home and I was really tired. It was 3 a.m. and I put the key in the door and I couldn't get in. And it was just so frustrating because I knew it was the key and it was turning and I just could not get in the door. And it really felt like someone was on the other side, not letting me in, as weird as that sounds. And I had to call my friend at 3 a.m. I was crying and just could not get in the door. And eventually I got in. And again, I did nothing else except just keep turning it. And I got in. And another thing that kept happening in this apartment was that I would be blow drying my hair. And I mean, sure, apartments are old. But anytime I did that, all the power would go out. And it was just really creepy. It just felt like somebody was doing it on purpose. Also, one other thing that happened was during the night, before the big incident, during the night, I would hear knocking and tapping. And I thought, who the heck is putting up pictures in the middle of the night? And that's what it sounded like. It sounded like someone nailing pictures into the wall. And I told my roommate about it. And she said, yeah, you know, that's really funny. I heard those noises too. And then a few weeks later, she wrote me and said that she got a letter from the landlord asking that there'd been complaints about tapping at night and loud noises, and asking our unit, the unit below, the unit above, trying to figure out who it was. And people had said that it was our unit, which it obviously wasn't. And then what culminated in me leaving the apartment was, so this apartment was, it was a two bedroom and it had a really long hallway and it was at the end of the entire hall. So there was no apartment like on the other side of it. And this apartment, so there's no apartment on the other side. And then the only other apartment would have been across the hallway, very far away. So one night I got home and again, just always feeling spooked out. And by this time, I am quite imaginative, but I kind of just got a sense. I didn't see anything, but I had a sense. It was, I don't know what gave me that sense, but like I could picture like gray hair, someone kind of angry. Anyways, so I was lying in bed. And I heard shuffling of feet walking up and down the hall. And there was no way that, like, the softness of the shuffling of the feet, I couldn't have heard from another apartment just based on the way the apartments were set up in this building. And so I was thoroughly freaked out. And I think I called my mom and I was upset and I went to lie down, I think like an hour or two later, you know, I guess I was exhausted. And I went to lie down, and I was lying down in the dark, and all of a sudden I felt what felt like somebody get in the bed and lie down beside me. Like just the feeling of that, although there was actually no one physical. So I jumped out of bed and freaked out and just stayed awake until the sun came up. And yeah, we never did figure out what those noises were of the knocking. I don't believe I stayed much longer after the incident with the slippers and the man getting into bed with me. That all happened on the same night. And and this apartment building was right across the street from a huge cemetery in Toronto. So I don't know if that means anything, but that was my experience.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.